Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
.748 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we'll be getting a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll take a look at a new building under construction in the Delano District. Those details are on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Presidential inauguration is set for Wednesday. We have more than four dozen officers and staff from Wichita Police that are in the nation's capital.
Two.
Sedgwick County says it has finished up phase one of its COVID-19 vaccine distribution. Now getting ready for phase two, and that'll be for residents 65 and older.
One.
College men's basketball tonight. Huge game in Waco, Texas. Sixth-ranked Kansas, number two-ranked undefeated Baylor. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We're getting the report now of a traffic hazard on Rock Road at Kansas Street. That's near McConnell Air Force Base. Haven't heard any specifics on what exactly that traffic hazard is out there. But be careful of a slowdown in the area. Avoid it if you can for the time being. Again, that's Rock Road and Kansas Street near McConnell Air Force Base. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast here on Monday the 18th, on this federal holiday, the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 53 degrees. It'll be cold overnight and cloudy with a low down to 30. Then for tomorrow, slightly cooler on Tuesday, not as windy tomorrow, high 46. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. We're under a cloudy sky. It is 35 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 53. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. It's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch has a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts. Hey, that's perfect for the bourbon lover in your family. Check out the full selection at 579 West Douglas. What a great place to hang out, The Monarch. 751 with Steve and Ted. Because of another positive COVID test yesterday, the Nebraska men's basketball program shutting down.
Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg released a statement Sunday announcing he had tested positive for COVID-19. Hoiberg's positive result now brings the number of cases in the program to 12, further extending the pause in basketball activities through at least this week. In the statement, Hoiberg said that he has experienced some symptoms, but his condition had improved from Saturday to Sunday. The Cornhuskers last played on January 10th against Indiana. Their next scheduled contest for the moment is set for January 30th against Penn State. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
What is in store for NASA under a Biden administration?
Wednesday, the space agency could become leaderless. President-elect Biden has not designated a new NASA administrator, and President Trump's NASA chief, Jim Bridenstine, will leave the job. The Biden transition did name an 8-member space policy panel, however, but no statements have been made about the agency's future, specifically the Artemis program, President Trump's ambitious lunar return by 2024. The latest spending bill passed by Congress has only about a fifth of Artemis's required funding. Eben Brown, Fox News.
752 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That means it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Under construction in the Delano District for the last year, the extended stay Home 2 Suites by Hilton opened its doors to hotel guests for the first time last week. Crews are still putting on the finishing touches. Developed by Wichita's TGC Group, it's a 95-room hotel, one of two early commercial projects identified for the Delano Catalyst site. That's 7 acres of land on both sides of Sycamore, between the new city library and the now-finished Riverfront Baseball Stadium, designed to help spur future growth in the area. For now, the Delano Catalyst site, still lots of construction activity in that area. That includes the Home 2 Suites by Hilton, which is now open. The Export-Import Bank of the United States has backed a financing deal it says will help Spirit AeroSystems pay suppliers. According to a press release from Ex-Im, the institution's board has approved a 90% guarantee of $40 million to Wichita-based Spirit. That'll be facilitated by Bank of America. That money will go to Spirit in Wichita and also its operations in North Carolina to enable the company to pay its U.S.-based suppliers. Ex-Im says the financing is expected to help about 40 suppliers, and that does include small businesses in several states, including Kansas and Oklahoma. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Here with Steve and Ted in the morning. It's 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on this federal holiday, the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. being observed today. It is the federal holiday. It's one thing for a goat and a dog to work together, but it's something else that the dog and goat are elected honorary mayors of the same town.
Huh?
Together, they have helped revitalize a community park. See, they're getting things done there in Fairhaven,
wow.
Vermont.
You got a goat mayor and a dog mayor.
The town has held pet mayor elections to raise money, get local kids involved in civics. A few years ago, residents of Fairhaven elected Lincoln the Goat as honorary mayor, and it did help raise $10,000 for the project. The current mayor is Murphy, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. He's done even better. He's helped raise $20,000. And the town kicked in another $20,000, and a federal grant matched that total. So now it is all added up enough to get a playground rehabilitated.
Hey.
Oddly enough, the current mayor, Murphy, is not allowed in the park because he's a dog. I guess it's one of those parks where they don't allow dogs. Poor Murphy.
Strange.
But the money has been raised. They're getting things done there in, what is it, Fairhaven, Vermont.
You see, you're not going to get that kind of cooperation out of a fish mayor and a cat mayor.
No, I should have asked Mayor Whipple about that. Get his take on this. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. Of course, we'll have Kansas City Chiefs highlights from the big game yesterday, all the latest news as we prepare to the next round of vaccine distribution here in Sedgwick County. We'll speak live with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from London and talk about international news going on in Russia, all sorts of, and of course, entertainment news in the blur, Jad.
That's right, and big day in entertainment history, and some new stuff on Fox News TV. We'll talk about that coming up on The Blur.
Huge 8 o'clock hour on the way with tons of information. Do not miss a second of it. KNSS News Time, 7:55.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.